Let's do a quick check-in with our contestants. Elle, your bus once broke your finger?
Yeah, not at the greeting card company, though.
No, different. This is when you were working for the mob or...
Right. I actually worked for the California Conservation Corps, so it was a lot of moving a huge boulder from one side of a mountain to another side of a mountain.
Oh, my God.
And then my job was to get down and throw littler rocks underneath so it wouldn't come back. So I threw a rock. My boss and I thought at the same time that that rock could go further. I thought with my hand, and he thought with his foot.
And how's the finger now?
It's fine. It's a little crooked, but nothing.
All right. And the boss, hopefully sent you a card.
Felt awful. He did, actually.
He sent you a card?
Well, he bought a card for me when we went to go get my finger x-rayed.
Yeah. And he looked at the card and went, "This will be my next job." Morgan, you also, in addition to working at the App Store, you stage manage and produce theater.
I do, yeah.
So what kind of theater do you think we all need to see more of?
I'm a big fan of, absurdist, existentialist theater.
Sure you are, of course.
Of course I am. a play that I would love to see is, Ionesco's Rhinoceros. It's one of my favorite.
All right.
I've never seen, I would love to see.
We've got a word game for you called Get the H Out of Here. In this game, we're going to be hinting at a two-word phrase. You're going to get the second word by removing the H from the first word. Now, for an example, let's go to our puzzle guru, Greg Pliska.
All right, so Al and Morgan, if we said, "Jim never throws out his disposable razors," I guess you could call him this. You would say that he is a shaver-saver.
Buzz in to answer, of course. Morgan, you won the last game. So if you win this, you're moving on to the final round. Elle, you need to win this or you can never use the letter H again. Here we go. I felt an electric jolt when I shuffled across the carpet in one of these cotton foot coverings. Elle.
Shock sock?
Exactly, shock sock, yes. Did you see the review of this restaurant's plates? They completely trashed it. Morgan.
Is that a dish diss?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. There's a small hole in my bicuspid that makes a sound like a train whistle whenever I speak. Morgan.
A tooth toot?
Tooth toot is correct, yeah. We've been through 9 of these portable shelters already. If this one doesn't work, we're never going camping again. We'll have to make s'mores at home. Morgan.
Tent?
Yes, tent! I know, that was a hard one.
Audible gasp from the people in the audience.
You're on your tent, they were thinking, stop camping. That's it, it's not for you.
Something's going wrong.
All right. Slap that thing. L.
Hit it?
Hit it! Yeah. It's your last clue. I went hiking and noticed a rotund, blood-sucking parasite on my leg. Morgan.
A thick tick.
Thick tick is correct. Puzzle guru Greg Pliska.
Morgan, you are the winner of this game. And that means you've won 2 games and we'll be moving on to our final round. Elle, thank you for being with us.
It's settled. Our finalists are Evan and Morgan. They'll face off in our final round at the end of the show. And if you want to get the H out of the house and share your trivia knowledge, become a contestant. Go to amatickets.org and join our hour. Coming up, I'll talk to comic Cameron Esposito about her new show, Take My Wife, and I'll find out where she is taking her wife. I'm Ophira Eisenberg, and you're listening to Ask Me Another from NPR.